Now, when I say go, we kiss. Ready? No. Felian looked around once again to be sure they were alone, hidden in the orchards behind the farmer's house. Now I'm ready, he said, settling back down again. Right. Good. Wait! What? Pouted Artanis, a sour look on her face. You keep telling me to wait, she sighed heavily. I want to get this over with. Now what is it? Well... Ixellian craned his neck and listened. Never mind. Rolling her eyes, Artanis asked, Never mind what? Well, maybe you should count it. Count it? We're only going to kiss once, Artanis explained to him. Well, yes, but... I mean like this. One, two, three, go. To give us time to prepare for it. Artanis stood with her hands on her hips. To prepare for it? Would you like some time to practice on your arm first? My what? No, Ixellian said. What are you talking about? Like this. Artanis lifted her arm and pressed a kiss on it. Kissing practice. Ixellian blinked, and then gave her an odd sort of look. That is the dumbest thing ever. No, the dumbest thing ever is counting off to kiss someone, she retorted. Are you going to do this or not? Fine. Ixellian took a step closer. Let's just do this. I'm as thrilled as you are, Artanis told him with a look of disdain. But we can't have it that Thranduil has kissed at least a dozen girls, and neither of us has been kissed by anyone. It just isn't right. Because he's 10 years younger, nodded Ixellian, and Artanis clicked her tongue. Because he's Thranduil, she corrected. Now, are you ready this time? Yes, yes, said Ixellian. He tensed as Artanis slid up next to him, closing her eyes and puckering her lips. Making a sour face that she did not see, Ixellian suddenly pushed her away. Ixellian? Maybe we shouldn't do this, he said as he distanced himself. Why not? Demanded Artanis. Well, because I just had onions with my steak this morning. You would have to taste that, and it's fairly vile now, he said. So, Artanis tried to close the distance once more. I had garlic toast with my tea. She backed him into a tree, and then wrapped her arms around his neck. Wait, 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 he pleaded, as she stood up upon her tiptoes. Nearly growling, she asked, What? Ixellian squirmed to get away, but only succeeded in scratching his hand on the bark. What? Can you at least take your hair down? Questioned Ixellian. My hair? Artanis looked simply confused. Yes, your hair, repeated Ixellian. It almost makes you look like a boy with it all braided up around your head. And kissing a boy, that would be more vile than onions for breakfast. Will you kiss me then?" asked Artanis, already working to remove the pins that held her locks up. Exhalion swallowed. I think so. Honestly? Pressed Artanis. Sure, Exhalion finally said. You boys are so silly, Artanis admonished. Branduil runs around kissing girls who don't want to be, and you won't kiss the one who does. There, she said, shaking her hair so that a mass of soft, silver gold cascaded down her back. How's that? That's nice, Exhalion said truthfully. You look like a girl again. Well, are you going to kiss me now? Artanis asked. Exhalion leaned forward, but Artanis scolded him. No, not like that. Sheesh. Looping her arms around him again, she leaned in a little. You have to be romantic about it. Fine, let's hurry up, though, begged Exhalion. Artanis smiled and leaned closer yet, closing her eyes and puckering her lips. Just as Exhalion was about to kiss her as quick as he could, none other than Thranduil turned the corner. The younger elfling gave the pair an odd look for a moment, but then scrambled to stay silent while he approached them. With his finger to his lips, Thranduil hushed Exhalion, motioning for him to lean his head to the side a little. As soon as he had access, Thranduil, standing on the tips of his toes, touched his lips to those of the unsuspecting Artanis. Oh my, Exhalion, that was...
Aye!
Artanis reared back, pulling away from Exhalion, while Thranduil leered at her. You're not so bad yourself, he answered. Her vengeful gaze was set upon Thranduil, but one snicker from the other youth sent Artanis pummeling Exhalion with both fists, while he let out a series of ouches and ows and brought his arms up to defend himself. Thranduil backed out of Artanis's range. It wasn't too long before the farmer was alerted and came running in from his field, waving a rake at the boys and causing them to run off. Artanis flopped down onto the ground, sobbing loudly as Aristor approached, shaking his head. Kneeling down, he produced a handkerchief from his pocket. What were they up to this time?
I wanted to... They tricked me, she cried, sniffling and watching over her shoulder in the direction they had run. Just a kiss from Exhalion, but he... and Thranduil...
Her chin was turned back, and once facing Aristor, she cast her eyes down as he shook his head, dried her tears, and spoke to her this poem. Thranduil was a naughty lad, but deep down, he's not really bad. All the same, I cannot lie. 'Tis a shame to kiss girls and make them cry. But when bigger boys come out to play, Thranduil hides and runs away. Eyes red, but dry now, Artanis said sadly. That's true. Except for Exhalion, Thranduil doesn't play with the other boys. You know why, don't you? Asked Aristor. Artanis shook her head. Because he is very bright. He's younger than you, younger than Exhalion, and yet sometimes he proves he knows more than I do, smiled the elf. I wager he will be one of great intelligence someday. But for now, the others tease and taunt him. So when he sees them, he runs off. I cannot blame him, added Aristor. He offered Artanis his hand and helped her to stand up. Shall I walk you home? She nodded to him, and all the way they walked in silence, as they took the path that would lead to the house of Finarfin. at the small stone path that led from the walkway up to the house itself. Arista stopped and held open the gate for her. As she passed through and the gate was closed behind her, she sighed. "Is something else the matter?" Arista asked. "Only that, well, it's silly. But I fear I shall never be kissed properly," she said. Taking hold of her hand, after only a moment's hesitation, Arista lifted it to his lips, his eyes meeting hers. He kissed the back of her hand gently, then let go and gave a bow. "A proper kiss for a proper young lady," he said, and with a warm smile, turned back down the path to home.